Blog Talk Radio.
Oh God, once again, we come into your presence with expectancy in our hearts. God, we know you're going to bless us. So we lift our hands in the sanctuary and we give you glory and honor and praise.
in my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. Y'all listen at this. See, I haven't been perfect, but I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know he's able. I've got to see in the ground that he's blessing, no more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing. I see for grace, for favor. It only works when we all do it. To do what?
To reap what I have sown.
Come on, you say, this is my season for grace. For what else? For favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. Everything is working together for my good. Hey, church, everything is working. Don't feel good, but it's working. Say it again, y'all. Everything is working. Say this tonight, real simple, say, it's good,
it's good,
it's good,
it's good,
it's good. Say, it's working for my good, it's good, say it's good, say it's good, say it's working. For grace, for... I need somebody to prophesy with your body language and say, what you say? God is leaning in my direction. Don't prophesy. I said he's leaning. In whose direction?
In my direction.
Come on, you waiting on me to say it. You gotta say it. Say it.
He's leaning
in my direction.
In my direction.
Cause this is my seed for grace, for favor. This is my season. Come on, y'all.
To reap what I have sown.
Will you raise your hand and say, I've got a seed in the ground. Come on, open your mouth and say, I've got a seed in the
times in life we focus on all that we don't have and it makes us worry. But today I want to remind you of the one that you do have and let you know that he's still able.
I've been hurt and abused, even lied to by the
hand upon you.
Keep your hand upon me.
Sing that song, woman.
Ooh.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Tonight, it's me and Alonzo hanging out. This is the Inspiration Factory, 319-527-6300. This is an offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. And we just so happen to be sponsored by Raw Links Jewelry. Y'all need to check that out. Why be average when you can be raw? And check it out on Facebook, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. So like I said, this is Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and my partner in praise, Alonzo. Yo, yo, what's
yes,
up?
Yes, sir, yes, sir. Yes, sir, yes, sir.
I'm glad to hear you made it back from being snowbound.
Oh, man, such a vacation, too, let me tell you. Took a group of veterans out.
I know, that's right.
Up to the Mammoth. And then it was pretty much like Real World 2022 version, MTV Cribs. You know, it was good to have the boys together, jumping around in the snow and stuff like that. Plus, we went fishing. That was the main thing we went out there for, was the fishing. So the irony of fishing in the snow, you know?
Yeah. That I don't, and I love to fish, but I'm not too sure I can deal with that cold. So you're going to have to do that for me, and then that FedEx the fish to me.
Hey, okay. Look, I'm doing them. I'm cleaning them now, so.
Have fun. Have fun. I will if I have to. But anyway, I'm going to get back on track because you talk about fish and food. I kind of get lost. My inner fat man take over. But anyway, tonight we're doing open mic. Well, tell the truth, shame the devil. But tonight we got open mic. So, you know, it's kind of like spitting whatever it is that is on your heart to spit. You know how we do it here. Everything is profanity-free. Everything is inspiring, uplifting, or teaching. You know, this is a platform where iron sharpens iron. We try to just keep ourselves ready for whatever we face. But before we do any of that, we have to pray the program in. There's nothing that we do that we don't check with the Almighty first. So if y'all don't mind just taking a little short journey, and let's go to the throne together. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of mercy this evening, Father God, asking first and foremost that you would forgive us of our sins. Anything that we have done that was not pleasing to you, Lord, forgive us. Anything that we're slacking on that we should be doing for you, Father God, forgive us and convict us and empower us to do these things. Lord, as we start this week off here at the Inspiration Factory, I ask that you would just bless those that within the sound of my voice, those that are connected through them, through work, through family. Father God, let just a little bit of your love brush off on them. Things are so crazy in the world today, Father God. We need you more than us to be good representatives of the kingdom, Father God. We ask that you use this platform tonight to just have your way. Share your words. Empower your people, Father God. Maybe send a lifeline out to the lost, Lord. Have your way. We avail ourselves to you. And we welcome you to the platform. And it's in the mighty and precious name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, that I pray. Amen. Now we can get started. Let's get a little bit better now. Yeah, because things are crazy these days. Man, look, I'm tired. I don't even listen or look at the news anymore because I'm just tired of what I hear and what I see. And I don't even have the news. I can just look down the street, going around in life's daily activities, and it's just so much hatred, so much violence, so much that's not pleasing to God. It's just, it's a troubled world we live in.
It is.
Troubled
yes,
world.
It is.
So many funds. Now, I don't want to throw you under the bus, Alonzo, because, you know, some people say that I do that, but I don't want to do that. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to ask you a question. All right. Did you bring a piece for us tonight or not? I'm not going to just throw you under the bus saying here's Alonzo with a piece.
You know, I'm going to keep it 1,000 out with you. I didn't come with something, but I can come with
something. Hmm. All righty then. In that case, how would you like to start things off, and then I'll follow you with a piece? Then we can open the lines and hear what others have to say.
Hmm. We can do so.
Wow. Sounds like a plan.
You want me to start? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, you do the first piece of the night.
Okay.
And with that, the mic is yours, King.
He said, thank you. This piece here is called In the Depths of Solitude. I exist in the depths of solitude, pondering my truth, trying to find peace of mind, observe myself, constantly yearning to be accepted, all received, respect, never compromising. Sometimes risky. That is my only regret. It counts for my soul. How can there be a peace? How can I be in the depths of solitude? There are two inside of me. This dual within me causes perfect opportunity to learn to live twice as fast as those accepted simplicity.
Wow. You wrote that?
You can say that. Okay, it's a...
I like that.
It was something as I was coming down the hill. It's something that I think to myself as far as in the cortex. A little bit of it was a freestyle.
Wow. He's full of surprises, I tell you. Full of surprises. My, Oh, y'all have to excuse me. I'm doing my Uber activities while I'm doing the show, so you might hear some background noises. but we're going to make it do what it do. But Alonzo, man, look, you have to stop teasing us. You have to stop playing. We ain't having that. That it ain't going down like that. Not up in her. So
I'm
you need to start getting yourself ready. Every Sunday, we need something from you. Because that piece right there, and it hit me because I could really relate to a lot of that emotions behind me. Yeah. But we also need you to get a little closer to your mic so we can hear you a little bit better because you're a little low.
I apologize for that. Can you hear me a little bit better?
Absolutely. Perfect.
Already. I apologize for it. Did you hear the piece? May I ask you that question?
I heard part of it. Some of it kind of faded out. But what I'm going to do, because I like that. I like what I just heard. After we go through the lineup, we're going to have you do it again, if you don't mind.
Oh, you're funny.
Hey, look, but your delivery on that is, man, look, and you always talk about you don't write and all that happy horse stuff. No. So if you don't mind.
Yeah, let's go ahead. I got you. If was the fifth, we all be lit, right? Talking that.
Hell, ain't it the truth? Ain't that the truth? So, because I'm going to have to hit the road again, before I do pull off, and I'm in a parking position, I'm going to do my piece, then I can pull off.
Go ahead.
All right, this piece is called Time to Cry. Thank you, Ken. Time to Cry. As a black man, we are taught not to cry. yet. In light of our current plight, that's something I dare not even try. Not when I see and hear of how so many of us, by us, die. It is abhorrent of how the police are doing us today. But what's even worse, how we are killing one another. Murdering another sister or brother, or accidentally killing someone else's innocent child or grandmother. Unchecked and uncontrolled misguided anger and emotions and lack of control are at a dangerously destructive high. As we sit nonchalantly and wait for and expect another innocent of ours to die. And yet, a man ain't supposed to cry. How can you not cry if you have any compassion or love within? How can you not cry when this mess we are living in paints this horrific picture where we can't possibly win? And it seems that way because of the mindset we have adapted to. We shall never be united again. Until and unless we get past the psychological conditionings we have been subjected to for years and years, I find it impossible to not shed any tears when at any given moment to insanity, I may lose someone dear. Before we end up as an extinct species of man, we have no other recourse, no other option than to unitedly stand. And once again, begin supporting and loving our fellow black woman and man. And in the words of America's finest president, Barack Obama, yes, we can. Now, the real question is, will we be at least willing to try? Or we will we continue our decline until the wealth known as the Nubian race stays stuck on stupid and we all die? That possibility alone is enough to make a man cry. It has to start somewhere. So why not with you? Sure, you have a suggestion or two. Things can't get any worse, so we have absolutely nothing to lose. Except maybe the oppressive foot off the neck of those who look like me and you. But it shall never happen until our love of self is true. We each need to pray and ponder on what it is we need to do. And then unitedly go forward and do what God would have us to do. And so, yes, it is time for a man to cry. Maybe tears for our present state will save us before we as a race self-destruct, lose our wings, therefore unable to soar anymore. We just simply die. That's that piece.
Man, I keep telling you every time I hear and I get on this line, what you used to be hitting me with some be ready. Because you always come with something that make me think. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's like the way the show is just put together, but man, thank you for that. Thank you for that.
I appreciate those words, Alonzo. But I think y'all know I do cheat. Tell y'all that every Sunday I cheat. And I'm proud to cheat. Because my daddy inspires me to do what I do. And as long as I strive to follow what it is that he would have me to do, I think there's a message for somebody. And what all of us do. It's not just me, because he's no respecter of persons. It's all of us. When those that he has given certain gifts to use them to glorify his kingdom, man, oh, man, the things that happen. See?
Okay.
And that's what we do here at the Inspiration Factory, when we can.
See, key the kingdom of God.
Yes.
And everything else that you that you desire.
Yeah, absolutely. My daddy good. Yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
Yes, sir. Our daddy is
sorry
cool.
about that.
You know what? Let me see if I can do this real quick. There we go. All right. So I'm going to be navigating the highways and the byways, but we got lots of people with their hands raised. So I'm going to shut my mouth, and I'm going to open, well, I'm not going to shut it quite yet, but I'm going to open the first mic. And I don't think,
yes, please.
I don't think this first person, is any stranger to Epiphany or to the Inspiration Factory. Because, ladies and gentlemen, would you welcome to the mic none other than Brother O. Good evening, my brother. What's up with you?
Hey, doing, boy. How you guys feeling this evening?
I'm pretty good,
absolutely.
Bro. How you feeling that?
Oh, wonderful. I'm feeling wonderful.
Oh, we like to hear that. We like wonderful.
Okay.
What you think?
What you got going on?
Well, I had the port organization in Chicago came down to visit me yesterday in the hospital. And they did an open mic port at the hospital, and I was a featured speaker, and it was beautiful. My parents went and attended from my cousins that part of my support team. It was beautiful. It was nothing but love. Nothing but love.
I can only imagine that
image. Love there.
Look at you, I tell you, even in the hospital, you be affecting people. And, man, look at
you. Right.
Hey, Van. Listen to me. Hey, Van. Hey, Alonzo. Oops. Fourth habit, y'all.
Man.
Sorry about that.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
Yeah. You know, I got a few years in, you know, calling, hey, Van. So, you know.
Yeah.
Alonzo, we was in the president's. We're entertaining famous folk here,
brother O.
Right.
Brother O, from day one, I already know. Like I told you, what it is, you know what I mean. Like I really be feeling you as a brother too. So every time I get on this piece, every time I hear your name, it's like I don't even know what you look like, but I already got like an outline, and it's just the strong words. Of the pieces that you've done in the past.
I appreciate that, yes.
You know what I mean? I can only imagine, like I said, that room full of energy that you had going on. So I can't wait to hear what you got going on for us tonight.
Okay.
So you know what that means, don't you, Brother O?
Huh?
So you know what that means, don't you?
Yes, Time to do my thing.
Exactly. I mean, the mic is yours, King.
Hashtag run it.
Called The Price of Me and Brother O, the Living Mill Professional Poetry. My dear brother and sister, this is Lodge and Inspiration Factory. It took 12 years of hard work, dedication, sacrifice, and operating under the radar to be the legendary poet that everybody in Chicago and the nation knows as Brother O, the Living Mill Professor of Poetry. Being a well-known and respected brother comes at a price. Being a legend in Chicago, Northwest Indiana poetry communities comes at a price. I wasn't expected the last 1 year as a spoken word artist. What most people don't realize is the more anointed, gift, and talented you are, you're going to have more haters and critics who have absolutely no idea of the challenges, obstacles, and circumstances that you had to endure and overcome to be the great man and woman you are today, as a song by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles goes. Everybody's got to pay some dues. My dear brothers and sisters, if you get anything out of life, you got to pay the price. So nothing in this world come easy. You got to work for everything you get. Because nothing in life is free except the air we breathe. Let me clearly remind you that being me every day comes at the same price. There are certain qualities and characteristics about me that you may not like. There are certain experiences in my life that you wouldn't want to go through. And there are certain personality traits of mine that you may not want to have as a young man or a woman. It's great that you had deep admiration for me. It's great that you want to follow my example. It's great that you want to do what I do. However, my dear brothers and sisters, I would encourage you to always be yourself instead of wanting to imitate me. Being your authentic self will take you far in life. Brother O, the Denver Miracle Professor Porch, is an original that can never be duplicated. Brother, can you share some examples of the price that you have had to pay in your personal life to be the great man you are today? I'm glad you asked. I was born with a congenital heart condition. I've endured 3 open heart surgeries. I was placed in special education classes until the 4th grade. I had a speech impairment with a noticeable lisp. I was bullied, mocked, and laughed at until my senior year of high school. I graduated from high school in the bottom half of my class with a 2.0 GPA. I battled issues with anger, hostility, self-doubt, bitterness, resentment, low self-esteem, and depression. I dealt with rejection, loneliness, and isolation. I dealt with my deep-rooted fears and insecurities. I dealt with betrayal of trust for people that were close to me. I've dealt with numerous deaths of family members, classmates, and friends. I dealt with haters and shade throwers who criticized my style of poetry. I dealt with being overlooked because I read from paper. I endured 3 life-threatening illnesses in 2019, including a stroke. I endured the COVID-19 pandemic. I lost my best friend in 34 years and my girlfriend nearly 2 years apart. Currently waiting in the hospital for a heart transplant, which tomorrow will officially mark exactly 1 year since I came to this hospital. That's at peace.
Wow. I'm saying, wow, and my mic is muted. But brother, if that piece doesn't resonate with overcoming,
right?
You know, it gives inspiration to anybody, no matter what you face in life. Keep your focus on God, and you just keep trying. You can get over things because you just listed a whole variety of things that you've overcome. And I'm pretty sure you know who was with you through every step of the process. That's a testimony and a powerful statement right there.
You know what, Brother Paul, you know, God sometimes has to send reminders to you of it, of how much he loves you through other people. Yesterday was a clear example of the people in the came to see me yesterday. It was full of love and positivity. It was good when the Colts players came to see me, but that right there, he highlighted my hospital stay in. I will never forget that moment as long as I live.
Wow. Alonzo, what you got for that?
Man. Brother, well, the last time I spoke with you, I did a piece along the lines of watch who you surround yourself with.
Oh, yeah.
And this right here kind of, not kind of, recant my statement. This piece right here links up with what the piece that I had read about being in solitude. And not saying that you're a lonely person, but as Paul had mentioned earlier, you're going through a breakthrough. I think I mentioned to you before that you're coming through a time in your life right now where you got to make it to the next level, or you're taking it to the next level. You got your stuff together, and not everybody's going to make it. So this piece sounds like you went through a lot of growth and maturity from the last, I wouldn't even say from the last time. It just sounds like you have a trilogy going on. And like I said, I don't even know what you look like, but the words are significant. They're strong, you know what I mean? And you have a certain outline. And I appreciate you. I appreciate that piece. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. You say tomorrow is 1 year since you've been in the hospital.
Yeah, one year tomorrow. Yep.
Mm-mm. Wow. But the best part about all of it is, guess what? You're still here. You're still on this side of the equation. God still has his hand on you. And that's what's so inspirational and inspiring for so many other people. It's just that I'll speak for myself. I've been growing with inspiration and encouragement through your stories over the year and years.
Right.
Brother, keep doing what you're doing because
man.
God don't bless you for nothing.
Yeah.
He blesses you for nothing.
No doubt about it.
All part of the process.
No doubt. Ain't no doubt about it, brother. No doubt about that.
Was it Romans 28:8? Everything is done for his good.
Exactly.
Okay. You all stand and reason on that. And you heard the brother prophesy a little earlier. Well, actually, in a previous show, and reconfirming it on this show. So, brother, I need you to continue doing what you've been doing. Just sit back and being still and waiting on the Lord.
That's right.
And be an example to the rest of us. We're going to send you to the praise lounge now. But, man, I appreciate you coming through with that piece. And I just appreciate you for being who you are, that inspiration to so many people.
Thank you.
One love, one might.
One love, one might.
One love, one might. God bless you, my brother. Man, I can't even imagine sitting up in no hospital room for a whole year. I would be out of my ever-loving mind.
Hello, and I can't do nothing for myself. Nothing for myself because I know Brother O. He got the energy, or whatever he wants, he go do. And I'm pretty sure he got the people that loved him and, you know what I mean, they helped him out. But, man.
As obviously has that assignment.
He understood the assignment.
He does it well. There you go. That's the most important thing about it all. Well, let me see. We have someone else hailing us from the across the waters in the great country of Canada coming up next.
Talk to me. Lady A.
Yes. Welcome to the mic, Lady A.
Hello.
Hey,
how are you?
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
I am fabulous. I'm fabulous.
Good. Some great poetry already, very heavy-duty stuff, and I count my blessings in a lot of ways because I live where I live to experience some of the things that the black community experiences in the U.S., it's beyond my imagination. I'm not saying we don't have prejudice here, but we certainly don't have it to the extent that you have it in the U.S. And I was just reading an article, a post from J. Rob, and his brother is experiencing some racist mail for his business. And it's hard to imagine that this still goes on. If you look at his post, the letter actually shows the letter and what is being said. And I guess we can't pray enough for this community, for your community. It's beyond my imagination.
Thank you for that. You know, I mean, Russia right now too, Ukraine right now, they definitely are going through it. But it's like you said, it's all over the place. It's not just the U.S. thing. But, it's all over the place. Even back, it's all over the place. Really, it's just a mental situation, and you can only do your part, you know, and I appreciate you looking out and respecting and showing love for the community.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's important, and I think that I'm disillusioned. Every time something happens, I'm so disillusioned. In this day and age, why we can't just mind our own business, support one another, love one another, share what we have, and live happily ever after. I don't get it. I really don't. It's ridiculous.
You know why?
Idiot.
Power and control. Power and control.
Because that's too simple.
Yeah.
That's too simple a solution. The mindset of things today, everything's got to be complex. You got to do this and do that to the nth degree. And it's just, it's the acronym KISS. Keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah.
Love
yeah.
one another as you would like to be loved. Treat another as
yep.
you would like to be treated. And, I mean, it's
yeah.
really,
you know,
really not rocket science.
We talk about things to think, oh, well, so history doesn't repeat itself, but my goodness, it's repeated itself over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And that's what's
yeah.
really...
What's that movie, Groundhog Day?
Yeah.
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 Stuck in a loop.
Yeah.
So it's
big...
It's like a worldwide generational curse.
Yeah.
Right.
And you know, the more you talk to
people,
to young people, they don't know anything about the Vietnam War. They don't know anything about the Second
right.
World War or the Holocaust. They don't know about civil rights movement. They don't know about a lot of the historical. You know who? You know, I've run into people who don't even know who Martin Luther King was. Young people, it's disgusting.
And that's almost impossible to believe.
Well, I mean, it's not even just a, it's not, and I'm just keep it like leveled. It's not even just the black community. It's all communities. Today's generation
oh, yeah.
doesn't really know about any other culture besides the internet culture. So
yeah.
whatever they learned off of Google is what it is, and what they say is what it,
yeah.
you know what I mean? But Google,
yeah.
that's today's generation. And then again, you can dabble in that, and you can spend your time and energy trying to fix that. The only way to fix that is outdoing Google and then taking over the mind. Like I said, it's all about power and control. That's what today is about. That's
yeah.
that's whatever. And everything that you're seeing is a program, and all humans are blessed with five senses. The things that you are programmed to is what you're speaking upon right now. So, you know what I mean?
And we have to be unafraid to speak out, too. Like, you have to be brave enough to speak out. It might not be popular, the public standards, but I'll tell you something. I don't shut my mouth. Sometimes it's not, but I believe we have to stand up for what's right.
You have to.
You're
right.
You're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem.
Right.
Yes.
So,
one way or another.
Can I ask you, what do you have? What I want to know kind of poem you got for us tonight.
I have a poem about time, and I'm just going to read it, and you can decide for yourself. But it's about time and loss. So it's called Time Ticks.
Okay, the mic is yours, Queen.
Thank you. Amid the golden field of hay, time passes and waits each day. She speaks blackbird, a language learned. Together contemplate time past and time present. They laugh when time pressed makes no difference than the rest. Reverie reviews time gone, wishes spilled on walls of stone, dreams falter, then loudly crash and tears fall unabashed. Abide with me, Ebony Crow. Tarry long, nous mangerai de gâteau. Stay by my side as winds grow wild, all these years I've been beguiled. This day we wait for what, you ask, for love's return at long last. Time stopped the day long ago. Soon the clock will sing its tune. I'll wait until the moon draws me up to meet him soon. O crow, then we'll dance forever in lover's trance. Black Crow spoke in English when he saw more tears fall to the ground. He said, 'Tis I, my darling love. I've flown down from above. Time beckoned me to join you here, watching over you all these years. Touch my wings, we'll be together. We'll fly into forever. Amid the golden field of hay, time came and swept them both away. In poem.
Wow. I swear, Lady A, I swear. Your mind.
Okay.
I love it. I don't know what to say. But I love it. I love it. I love it. Your imagery and your pieces, you have the ability to snatch someone into your poem and to have them go through what you're going through. When you're talking about wings, I can feel myself soaring. You're just so descriptive with your light, and your words are perfect, girl. It's all on point. I appreciate that piece. I appreciate you coming through. I love to hear from you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, I'm done, Alonzo. I know Van always tell me I talk too much. I'm done.
look, that's never the case over here. So, but you know what I'm about to ask.
Go ahead and ask.
You know,
I'm open.
Who are you speaking to? You wrote that piece.
I'm speaking to my man that I lost many years ago. His name was Robert. And he took his own life.
My condolences.
That's something nobody could ever. Go ahead, Alonzo.
Yeah, but was that a closure piece? Or was it?
No. No, well, I mean, a closure piece in a sense that I have, I believe in heaven, and I believe in reuniting with the spirits of our loved ones there. I have been witness to it in my work. I worked as a palliative care nurse. I was an RN in palliative care for over 20 years, and I saw it a lot with people that were dying. It's just a very, and that made me believe even more in life after death. There is something, there is life after death. It's promised to us. And I believe it. I know that there's, some people have said and believe that those that commit suicide are not going to go to heaven, but I don't believe that because they're not in their right mind when they do something like that. I remember seeing a counselor for a long time, and they said, if you ask me what Bob died of, he died of a mental illness called depression. And so I don't think that they're in a lot of ways responsible for themselves when you're that ill to do that drastic an action, you know. So I believe I'm going to meet him another day and when it's my time to go.
Do you think that piece right there, he feels the vibe to that piece or heard that piece?
I'm sorry?
Do you think he felt the vibe to that piece?
Oh,
or
absolutely.
Like he hears that piece? Yeah.
Yes. Without getting all crazy about it, but there's a huge connection still, a very big connection still. And I write a lot of poetry about him, and I have for since
1993. Well, lady, I'd like to say I respect you and I appreciate you because, like, from the first piece that I heard, I think I said the last time too, you've always been like in tune to the spirit. Piece, I remember you speaking to the women spirits. And I thought she was trying to raise up, you know, some powers. So, I really appreciate your pieces because they're really strong. They're dedicated. You know, like you said, you believe there's an afterlife, and that's part of this program. We want you to believe that there is an eternal life.
You know, is there a big lineup? Because I tell you one little story.
Go ahead, Lydia.
When it confirmed a lot when I worked with people that were dying, and the time that I shared with them was very special. And when my brother died, he was only 28 when he died, and he shared a room. This was an impalliative, but he shared a room with an older man who was also dying. And he said to his wife, "I'm dying." And she said, "How do you know?" And he said, "There's angels all around my bed." Yeah, that's very common, you know. You see somebody, or you'll see them reaching. Their hands will reach up to the, like it looks like they're reaching to the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe their loved ones are waiting. I could tell you all kinds of stories like that that are just amazing. And I can also say with my own personal beliefs, like my own Christian beliefs, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to die.
Nothing, and that's the one scripture that says, "Death, where is thy sting?" You know, because death no longer has a sting over me because I know what the Word of God says. So I know where I'm going. You know, and you know, there's a different mindset, I think, with those who have taken their own lives. But the only thing that I've read in the Bible that will not be forgiven is to blaspheme the Holy Spirit. No one is there with that person that's taking their own life at that last moment. So you don't know if they made their peace with God or not. So people can't tell you this. You know, and there, I do believe that the God of love that we serve reaches out to us, even in that the fog and the chaos and the pain that must drive someone to the point of taking their own lives.
Yes.
He's there. And he avails that opportunity. So hold on to that hope that God was there and saved that person. Don't listen to what man says. Listen to what the Word of God says. There is nothing
it's not for us to judge for
that
sure.
is unforgivable except to blaspheme the Holy Spirit. But I appreciate you so much for your ability to just bear yourselves and to pull scabs off of healing wounds, Lady A.
Thank you. Somebody might be listening that needs to hear that there's that hope and that there's survival after we lose somebody like that, you know?
Somebody is listening. Trust them, please. Today, tomorrow, and even next year.
Yeah, thank you.
God has a purpose for allowing us to do what we do and to say what we say. And it's a reason. We just do it. As long as we're obedient, we let him handle the rest.
Yes.
And in this, you are obedient.
Thank you, guys.
Now, watch. Thank you so much for coming through, Lady A. Hope to hear from you next week and the week after.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, you have a standing invitation.
Thank you very much.
Before.
Yes, I appreciate it.
That you are in my prayers, and continue to hang out with us and hear what the rest of the poets have to say on this evening. It might be something in there for you from this.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
All right. God bless you.
One love.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow. Here we go. Man, Lady A has never ceased too impressed. Even when on another platform, Pharrell gave her an assignment to write something without a reference to water. And did she stand true to the task? She came through with a piece. And if I'm not mistaken, the time after that I heard her speak or spit a piece, it was without reference to water also. So, yeah, that lady's okay. Pen is V-I-ish. But, you know, there's quite a few people that call in here whose pen is vicious. And I think we're going to bring on the next caller.
Let's see. Who we got?
You know what? We have somebody calling from area code 318. 318, welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do we have on the mic?
This is Zahid Abdullah Shabazz.
Ah, welcome, King. Is this your first time calling in?
No, I used to call in all the time once before. I just been not around as much. Yeah,
okay,
I used
that
to
might have been
all the time.
My time at the Inspiration Factory. Welcome back.
I used to be a part of Epiphany.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you're one of my predecessors, huh?
I guess so.
It was on the backs and the efforts of those like you that enabled me to be here. So I'm honored that you come through this evening, sir.
Yes, I used to be real good.
How you make that, Alonzo?
I'm honored myself. I'm sorry, sir. Did you say your name is Raheem?
Zahid.
Abdul Shabazz?
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah. You do have my condolences. If you say
I used to be real good friends with Pharrell. I used to be real good friends with Pharrell. And I was back.
That's my buddy.
I was back matter of fact, I got back in contact with Kimbrella.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
And she tagged me into this. Yeah.
Sister Taraji.
Yes, I was back then with them.
Hey, Alonzo, he was back in the olden days.
In the olden days, yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. It's been like a year or two, maybe. Yes.
I'm in the Inspiration Factory. I'm coming up for, I think, close to 6 years now that I've been here at the Inspiration Factory. Wow.
I'm the baby of the bunch.
Yes. He's the baby.
Yeah. I'm the baby.
Well, you know what? I'm going to shut my mouth because I'm really anxious to hear what you would have.
What do you have for us, sir?
I had this piece that I want to do for y'all called Poetry is Like Beautiful Black Art. Okay.
Wow.
Poetry is like, are y'all ready?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, sir, the mic is yours.
Okay. Poetry is like beautiful black art, colorful. Come and dream with me. It could be wonderful. Beautifully. Let me paint a perfect picture with artistic words. My pen is my paintbrush. Carving. Sculpture letters alive with verities of verbs. Verbalize, expressing my thoughts on paper. Framed in my handprints. Heavenly, like, is heaven sent. Tense, as I look deeply at the beauty of life. The Almighty God has blessed my sight. Excited about what I have seen as I write. The qualities in my nouns is pure blackness. Sketched from straight passion. A professionist when I draw lines. Blessedness is what you can call my mind. I can give sight to the blind with proper preparatory pronouns prompt to preordain people passion. For the essence of blackness. I make magic if you can visualize what I captured. Imagine embellished dreams from a dreamer that dreams that was seems undreamable. I caught a glimpse of a vision. that was spiritual. A miracle, if you take a good look deep inside my poem book. My poetry is like a beautiful black portrait illuminated with magnificent artifacts, carved with profound facts, molded out of disseminated wax that's increasing in strength and expanding in length. I think that my ink is the realest sensual part of black. I changed my vibrations to be exact. Poetry and I make the perfect match. I rate her a 10. She turned in permanent in. She's beautiful and honest to look past all my sins and search within. Poetry, she's like beautiful black art. The styles of her ways is created by a punctuation mark. I use it as a period with black thoughts. Smart how I dot my I's and cross my T's. Deeper into my art, I begin to roll up my sleeves. I could make a moving object freeze like it's 32 degrees. I could paint a picture of a deep-rooted tree with 777 leaves, a powerful beehive, and three beautiful bumblebees. Artistically, my words are articulated clearly from pure black passion, enthused by my strong desires to create something that's everlasting. It's a story to be told, filled with drama, sadness, pain, joy, happiness, and action. It's a love affair between poetry and I hope I make love to her 1,000,001 times before I die. She's like that beautiful, colorful butterfly, as lovely as a purple flower that has captured the eye. She's like that blue ribbon in the sky that float luxurious beyond the clouds. Now, let's picture what this ribbon has been through and still have the strength to show a smile. See, many nights were fighting, trying to make it through this violent storm, flash of lightning, striking thunderbolts. I know that it took everything in her powers to try to stay afloat, having suffered more than most. But she continues to coast, flying high and low, coming from the east in this hell of a thunderstorm, praying for her life in this mighty wind that was blowing, fear of going to the unknown, coming to the realization how cold the world can be when it's snowing. It was a miracle for this river to stay elevated through the pouring rain, feeling heavy sometimes like she was bound down in steel chains, feeling the strain of being mentally drained. And I know it took everything in her brains to try to maintain her mind from going insane. From a distance, I can feel her pain. See, it had to be the Most High that kept this ribbon lifted. Many days and nights were terrifying. Never has she witnessed anything this wicked. Fighting to stay up, the scarf knew that it was something about her that was gifted. She's exquisite, my fly cutie. Torn here and there, but that would gave it its unique beauty. She's sipping and meek with abilities to reach her highest peak through the moderating heat. She never thought in 400 years that she would make it across the Red Sea. She blessed to be beautifully capitalized in this great history. It's a dark mystery how she ended up so close to me. She feel like my destiny, like here with me is what she's supposed to be. I dream of her around my neck, holding me. See, her fabric is elaborate. To think of her has become my habit. She's like the masterpiece to my tablet, an uncovered truth, like it's magic. Some dramatic people pointed when they seen her struggling to maintain her attitude, bearing her soul like she stopped in pose in the nude. It was amazing how she was ripped in places but was still able to exhale high in the sky. She's spiritually free, but you got to look at it through your eyes. To me, it was that existence inside that kept this beautiful ribbon alive, like she covered the future with her. So it was a must that she survived. All praise is due to the Most High, because even when she cried, she's still my baby lullaby, and I will love her to the day that I die. This ribbon, she have seen her share of sunny and rainy days, but to this day, she seems to still smile through the dark clouds and sun rays. Now this beautiful blue ribbon rests on top of a tree branch that sit alone on top of a hill with leaves that's evergreen, blowing like fine silk through the summer breeze, holding on to this tree branch like it's the family tree of memories. This early, sunny Sunday morning, when I seen her, I always wondered if I ever catch this view of her again. Now I sang to her through a painter's pen. They say a single picture can say 1,000 words. If you listen to my painting, it sang out to you like a blue hummingbird that feel like for the first time he's been heard. So this song is for the beautiful black and strong with the strength to carry on, with the faith that one day we would all make it home. This masterpiece has been drawn from the passion of love that only come from the compassion of a true artist's heart. At the bottom right hand on my page, I sign my mark, poetry. She's like beautiful black art. And that's my piece.
That's the first time I've heard you spit, my brother.
This is the first time you heard me spit?
Your metaphor, your wordplay, your message, your delivery. Man, I don't know what else I can say. Except for, I definitely hope you're not going to stay away, that you're going to come back here. We need to hear more of that.
Yeah. I'm going to start making my
appearance.
I don't
want to talk about it.
If you really listen to the poem that I just said, I really paint a beautiful picture, you know.
You did.
I tell you the 777 leaves. Then I show you the beehive with three bumblebees. Then I put the bees, and then I gave you a picture of a flower. See, like a butterfly. Then I gave you the purple flower. And then I gave you the tree on the hill sitting alone. Then I bring that scar to the tree, and then I tell you about a beautiful a blue hummingbird that's singing, and it's a picture. And then I tell you a story with it.
Works of art.
Yes. Well, I hope y'all enjoyed it.
I know I did. Alonzo.
Yes, sir. Definitely, Mr. Shabazz, you definitely lived up to your name, and you did paint a very vivid picture, very beautiful, vivid picture.
Thank you.
All the way up to your last comment just recent, I don't know you from Adam and Eve. I said this to the last person. I don't know you from the next person, but the words that you said, first thing I did before you even started off, let me just start there. I had closed my eyes, and I automatically, for some reason, I don't know if it was in the first five words, I don't know what it was, but the colors, green, yellow, black, popped up, and I saw her.
Yes.
Then I started listening more to the poetry.
And that scarf really represents our female ancestor that was on the slave ship. And how she had to struggle from the east to come here, you know, going to a place unknown.
Right. I like the fact that you had me going forth with the depiction of the beautiful black, or I say not just the black queen, but the blackness, and how you meshed it with how she is poetry.
Yes.
And your spit, and how you were spitting the poetry. So it's kind of, to me, like, one, I saw on one hand you're giving honor to the queen. At the same time,
yes,
you're letting it be known that, like, the essence of your poetry, the beauty of the poetry is because of her, in a sense, you know what I mean? So it's like, because to the last person that was doing the poetry, as I was saying about the community, there are certain things you can just dive into, and naturally you're going to draw to what you like and what you're attracted to due to your five senses. What you drew here tonight painted a whole different picture of that community.
Thank you, and
I appreciate that. Like I said, I like how you had me going back and forth and comparing and contrasting how you're speaking of the queen, but you're also saying your poetry. You're describing your poetry. You know what I mean?
Yes. Thank you.
So
I think this is like the first time I've ever spit this piece, so y'all the first one to ever hear it publicly. So I'm glad y'all enjoyed it.
I appreciate it. Thank you again.
Once again, I hope we get to enjoy more of it. Every Sunday night,
I'm back up.
9 p.m.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Well, it was nice meeting you. It was nice meeting y'all, King.
Yes, it was a pleasure meeting you, too.
Likewise.
Okay. All right, thank you.
One love, one mic, sir.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. God bless you too, brother.
Wow. Wow.
Yes.
I don't know what was in the air tonight. I had somebody laughing earlier. I was ripping and running like I've been doing. I said, oh, God, I got to do the show. And, yeah, I guess something's time is saying I really don't want to do it, but I know that when I have those feelings like I don't want to do it, there's something phenomenal that's about to transpire. And that was definitely the case this evening. Man, I would have missed out on so much had I not been here tonight.
I'm low-key glad I'm here myself. Like, what's really up? Like, there's a certain energy every time you step in the room. And, you know, from the wise and the elders, they always taught me to always surround yourself with people that light up when you come into the presence. So, you know what I mean? Mm. Like, I feel like, and I'm not saying I'm the one that's making everybody light up. I'm lighting up because of what I'm hearing from everybody, too. So I don't know how everybody feels, but I feel like there's an attachment. There's a bond that's going and growing here.
Mm. It's a beautiful thing. Now, and you'll hear me say this frequently, Alonzo. I am more blessed and humbled by what I hear when I come here than anything I could even hope to give out to anybody, to share with anybody. The power of the pieces, the hope, the enlightenment that I've gained over the years from this platform. Man, I wouldn't trade this for the world. You couldn't pay me to walk away from this.
Okay.
And this is something that God has put together, and I see his hand in so much of it. We don't know it, but when I hear pieces like that last piece, or like Lady A, well, actually from everything I've heard tonight, these things aren't just, it's not just because we got some skills. No. God is using each one of us. And there are people that we might not even know about that will be blessed, empowered, even saved by something that we were obedient to write and to share. You know, I don't want anyone to think that this is just somewhere to come and spit upon, because there's more to it than just that.
Again, nobody knows anybody's face. Don't let the Facebooks fool you. And don't nobody be sitting at the lunch table together. This is real raw energy, and the words that you hear are coming from different corners of the world. And there's a meeting, you know what I mean? That's just the crazy part.
Mm. Yeah. Just to show you, we're just a drop in a bucket, but each one of these drops can fill that bucket.
Okay.
I know my bucket is full every night. When I leave this platform, man, I am well fed. I am well fed. I'm looking for things.
Okay.
It's a beautiful thing. We're going to take a real quick music break. There's a song I just want to hear right now. And then we'll be back. So give us a few minutes and listen to a little Fred Hammond right now.
Oh, good one.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just take it back a little bit. One, two, three, say. You might as well go on ahead and get your dance on. Jesus, be a man. I know you can,
yes, Lord.
I know you will,
yes, Lord.
Fight my battle,
yes, Lord.
I keep still,
yes, Lord. Lord, be a all around me, yes.
Can you say one more time, be open, say,
be open, all around me,
I see you there, I see you. Keep still,
yes,
hey. Come on, be a mentor.
Jesus, be a mentor.
Say,
Jesus, be a
mentor. Cause I need protection.
Protect.
Protection.
Protect.
Protection.
Protect.
Along the
way.
Protection.
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 Along the
way.
Strong tower,
my family,
all on the way.
Be a
mentor,
be a
mentor now. Be a mentor now. Come on, be a mentor now. Hey, protection,
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 all
on the way.
Salvation,
strong tower.
Like we needed a little of that right now. But Alonzo, as we begin to close things up here tonight, let me ask you something. Are you hungry still?
Yes. Am I hungry?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I'm always hungry.
You sound like you're a fat man in a skinny body.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. The reason I ask you that is because once football season is over, and you will be hearing very shortly times and dates and things along those lines, there's going to be a once-a-month segment joined to the Inspiration Factory called Cooking with Christ. And that's where we're going to showcase a particular cook for the evening. And as we do our poetry and do things like we usually do, but we'll be keeping touches with that a featured person for the night with what they're cooking and with where they're at, and they're going to be putting pictures of the, in the event page. So we're going to all be kind of hungry late night once a month. That'll be the first or the second Sunday of the month. I will let you know on that. But so you won't be the only one that's going to be hungry real soon there, Alonzo.
I like that.
Yeah. We're going to add a few little changes coming up, you know, change things up a little bit, a little something, something. But, I don't have the rundown. I will get it. I know, right? I'm sitting there looking at some stuff that I'm getting ready to attack very shortly. But for right now,
okay.
I'm not going to crunch and chew and lick my fingers while I'm on the line. So I'm using restraint right now. Right now. But, all right,
no.
Beautiful night. Man, the Lord came through. He blessed us with poetry. He blessed us with fellowship. I've had a wonderful evening. And it's all to the callers, the listeners, my partner, praise here, Alonzo, and most importantly, the good Lord who allowed us this moment to share together.
The lead.
And to be
don't forget yourself, my man. Don't forget yourself. You provide the opportunity and the fun, too. You look, you control the conversation most of the time. So don't forget yourself.
I control the conversation most of the time. Is that your way of telling me I talk too much? Are you trying to be a Van Meadows?
No. What I'm saying is you enjoy the fun.
I'm just teasing. I'm just teasing.
Oh, man, yeah. Look, every day, all day. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't have it any other way, you know what I mean? But I do thank everybody that is out there. I thank you. I thank Van. I thank everybody for this opportunity. I thank everybody that called with their peaches. Man,
yeah.
You definitely got to keep that going.
You know,
that
oh, man, it's been a phenomenal night. But there's a couple more things we got to do.
Yeah, what's up?
We can close out or go into a music ministry until the fat lady cuts us off, whichever. But we have a public service announcement that I think Van incorporated that into the Inspiration Factor, if I'm not mistaken. But since so many people call it church, you know, it's not an altar call, but we just put out there to anybody that's listening that has any questions about this Jesus that we talk about, if they have any questions about God, his existence, or anything like that. I'm not saying I have all the answers by no stretch of the imagination, but I will go with you to find the answers. I will tell you what I've experienced. I will help you get a better understanding of who this Christ is. Van Meadows is willing to do the same thing, as is my brother Alonzo. You can hit us up if you have any questions along those lines. We'd be more than happy to help you along the way. This is, once again, where iron sharpens iron. Don't be afraid. Don't be embarrassed. Don't think that, oh, I'm too far gone. Because let me tell you, the God that we serve, there's no such animal as being too far gone. If you saw the depth that he stuck his perfect being into to pull me out of, I guarantee you're not going to think that yours is so bad. Everybody's got a story. The most important thing that he focuses on is when you recognize you can't do it and that you need him and that you call out to his name. And that's all we want to do, help you know who to call out to, help you to gain that confidence that we share about where we're going once this mortal body fails. You know, so check us out if you have any questions. Then the other thing that we always, always, always have to do, just pray at the end of the show. So unless you have any final remarks, my brother, if you would do us the honor of praying us out, and then I'll follow that with some music, and I'll probably play a few more songs, but this will be the end of the show for tonight. But you got to realize before we do that, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and once again on Sunday, every single night of the week at 9 o'clock, at 319-527-6300, which is the number to dial to get on board with Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. Every night of the week, there's something. So give it a call. Anytime you don't have nothing to do, you're bored, you're in a particular frame of mind, call on in there. There might be something there that's going to change that mindset or help you through whatever you're going through. And so now, my brother, I'm going to turn the mic over to you, and then we're going to hear some music when we're through. God bless you all.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. May we draw our minds in and bow our heads. Heavenly Father, thank you for another blessed day. Thank you for the time we share with one another. Thank you for the love that we have. Though we might not know each other fleshly, our hearts are in this as one. Your name reigns number one to us. Allow us to grow in your name, to be stronger for tomorrow, to be ready for those that need to hear the message, to be open to those that need guiding. Give us the strength to wake up tomorrow to be more in your ways and less in ours. Amen. Sometimes I just lose words just talking to you because I really take it personal, but I know there's a few of us that are online, and I want to speak for every one of us as though we were apostles or disciples. Give us another day so we can nourish and rejoice, be just happy with one another. Yes, yes, this program, this platform is here for a reason. Allow us to do what we're supposed to do in your name. And with this I say, in your name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Your mercy towards me, your loving kindness towards me, your tender mercy I see day after day. Oh, providing for me. Great is your mercy towards me. Great is your grace. Help me say, help me say.
Yeah.
taught me your loving kindness towards me, your tender
for a new life. except for my chores. Cause I'm tired of crying all night, just for my soul. Lord, I need thee, oh, I need thee to take away the pain and misery. Cause God, I just can't do this by myself. I need a help, Lord.
I need a healing for my soul.
Yeah, yeah.
Give me a healing for my soul.
Please,
I need a healing, Lord.
Gave my body and my soul away. Now I come to you, cause I need to be whole. Heal my soul, Lord.
I need a healing for my soul.
Yeah.